ABC Radio Australia.
Here in Australia, in the state of Victoria, the LGBTIQ plus Pacifica community is raising their voice in a brand new podcast. It's called PX Whānau and looks at how COVID-19 has impacted their rainbow family over the past 2 years. The group says that during the height of the pandemic, Pacific Islander communities felt like they were not a priority. And I got to speak with one of the co-hosts, Sonia Hammer, about the impact of being able to highlight her community issues and the one topic that she's really looking forward to tackling in this podcast, misinformation.
I mean, I've heard stories where we've had some of our elders in the community who have been so scared to have one of their young people come into the house who've been vaccinated because they've been told that they can catch the vaccine and the vaccine will hurt them, not COVID.
Oh, wow.
Vaccine. Yeah. We've heard stories like that, other things where it has divided families, you know, split them about decision-making. And this is about people's health and well-being. So as we've seen here and abroad and around the Pacific, we've seen a lot of misinformation and how damaging that can be, stopping people from being safe and from, you know, looking after their families. And this is a COVID podcast, so we are really keen to get that particular one out there.
So misinformation, that's one of the upcoming podcasts that you've got coming out, one of the episodes. Right now there's 3 episodes out of a total of 16 that you'll eventually have coming out. In the first episode of this podcast, the question, what has COVID been like for you, is asked to all of the guests. And so I want to know your thoughts. How has COVID impacted you over the past couple of years?
Well, the biggest thing for us as a community has been, you know, just the upheaval that's happened and the interruptions with getting to hold events, getting to do things that we wanted to do, and now some of our plans, and not being able to come together as a community has been really difficult as well.
You and your team have been doing radio training since last year to get the skills to be able to put this podcast together. How important is having these skills and this particular platform you now have when it comes to telling Pacifica stories, and especially from that COVID-19 lens?
Well, I think it's really great because for once we can be in charge of that narrative. We can be in charge of those stories. We're learning how to podcast. We're learning how to record, learning how to develop and put together a story, ideas that we might have. And then we can discuss them together in a group and decide which of those stories, you know, have got traction, I suppose. And that can lead on to helping to have a voice for our community, which is really important, whether it's about whaawhine pageants, fashion pageants, or whether it's about COVID and spiritual as well as mental well-being for our people and how they're coping, or whether it's about misinformation.
The podcast will obviously be centred, I guess, very on the lands of Australia, in Victoria, talking about the experiences of your specific rainbow family here in Australia. But for, you know, Pacifica people who want to tune in perhaps from around the world, what do you think they'll be able to get out of it? What sort of messages do you think will be able to apply to a broader context of people?
I think that they'll be able to see that we have very similar experiences, that, like you say, our rainbow family, our found family, we often have to build them up from the friends and those that we, you know, are closely associated with. So we often don't have blood family as such, or, you know, connected in that way. Immediate family is often our LGBTIQ people ourselves. So I think it will help other, more broader part of Pacifica to see us as, you know, as people too, as people who need family just as much as anyone, and that are willing to help our families that we choose and our community. And there may be, of course, people out there too who are queer Pacifica people who don't know what to do, who are struggling with COVID and what effects it's had on them personally. And maybe if they hear this podcast, they will feel, you know, reassured as well that there is a community out there for them that they can reach out to us, or, you know, maybe they'll get some support or encouragement from hearing what we have to say.
That was Sonia Hammer, co-host of the PX Whānau podcast. It's going to be airing on the 3CR radio station here in Australia, in Melbourne, Australia. But you can also catch it online as well. And a new episode will be released every Sunday.